Harper Audio presents Truth and Beauty, A Friendship, written and read by Anne Patchett. Lucy had mopped the floor 3 days before in honor of my impending arrival, but the air in the duplex was so hot and humid and utterly motionless that the water and pine sol had simply puddled and stayed. For 3 days she had been waiting for me in the dampness. "I thought you were never going to get here," she said. She was still holding on to my arm, even though her feet were now on the floor. "How long have you been here?" "Weeks, years. This place is horrible." She didn't say it unkindly, just as a statement of fact. "Horrible," Tina said, nodding in sympathy. "It was all I could find," I said, but I still felt guilty. "I'm going to get some things out of the truck." "No," Lucy said, "we have to talk. There's too much I have to tell you." It was as if I were her oldest friend in life, just stumbling in through the door after 10 years lost in Borneo. The three of us went and sat on her bed on the floor. This was the story she told. On her first night in town, she had gone to the local auction where the farmers who were going bust came to sell whatever they had left. She bought a futon mattress, a rug, a rickety table with chairs for the kitchen, and a grocery sack full of Harlequin romance novels from the 50s, whose covers she planned to tear off and use to paper the bathroom. Then she promptly ran out of money. "You're going to paper the bathroom in romance novels?" "No, no, listen to me," she said, her voice high with excitement. "I met somebody. The guy in the car, I had sex." B was twice her age and drove her home from the auction in his antique Jaguar convertible, whose side turn indicators were two small flags that shot up from either side of the car and waved to establish the driver's intentions. Such charming turn indicators, coupled with a little attention, was all the reason Lucy needed. After a brief courtship in which he lent her several interesting books, they had sex. She was 22. And thrilled to be relieved of the burden of her virginity. In fact, she told me and Tina, it hadn't just been losing her virginity. It was solid experience. She had managed to sleep with him regularly since then. "We'll go to the auction," she said. "I'll introduce you."